Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. How are you tonight? I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. Tonight's show is The Tyranny of History. And the tyranny of history is about how we've allowed the same type of people since the beginning of time control the world. How it's really the controlling factors of the world have filtered up through the system, and it's really the banking system that what it's filtered up through. And it's really about us letting go of what we always been taught and what we've always done. But I opened my eyes this week to seeing the world through a sovereignty that's within me. You know, and what I'm starting to understand is people are set up in this world for war. They set leaders up for war. And they set leaders up so they can keep making money and keep doing the same thing. And they never, ever look at their track record. All they want is somebody that is indelible to the power. And they want the power over the people. And that is what they want more than anything in life, is the power over the people. They don't care about the quality of life. They care about the money their power can create for themselves. And how does that same delusional despair filter down through to all of us? And we stop expanding and enjoying our life. We start getting caught up in the energy of everything. And we think money is happiness, but yet on the inside we feel kind of a sour, and we feel sour about life. It's a sabotaging oppressor within us all. And how do we stop seeing the wisdom of life and we start seeing the frustration? And that happened to me today. And as I open up and I walk forward, life begins a new wave of wisdom within myself to really unlock and unleash everything that I desire to experience. But how do we become really sour on ourselves? And then we take that sourness to the world rather than the bliss of our blessing of our brilliance. How are we afraid to show the world that we're the blessing of life? And we want to show the world that we're arrogantly tough. Because everything invisible will take out the physical toughness. It really will. And if we pay attention to it, we really open up to a new enterprising wisdom that expands us of everything we desire to experience. The desire is the fire of far-seeing, innovative resolve, enjoying today rather than feeling frustrated at today. You know, what should be a straightforward deal usually has a crook and a nook in it to see if we're going to fall for the nook and the crook, or we're going to open up and really unhook the snook and the crook that's of life. How are we going to do little things to do different things that we really should not do, but we really become disillusioned with everything? So as I move forward, life really expands of everything, but we never ever see the ungratefulness of ourselves. We feel everybody else is ungrateful. Now we've been taught to be look at the world through ungratefulness, but we also think the world is against us. And I now realize the world's been for me. I just been unwilling to expand out of my history of my life, my family's history, And especially my circle of friends, or my circle of influence friends, history. It's really the history of me creates a misery of me, because I want that easy peasy life, but I don't want to do everything that is for me to enjoy the easy peasy life. I get stuck in all the tyranny within myself. And how does the tyrants of the world actually invoke their discrediting way of life onto all of us? But if you look at the world and the leaders, where did the leaders come from? They become from people. They usually come from military. And not all military is this, but look at the ones we've had. Venezuela, Hussein, Gaddafi, the Shah of Iran, even Khomeini that's there. All the people that have ruled the world have all come from a arrogant tyranny within themselves. They want to be the most powerful man in the world, especially that guy out of North Korea. How did that just keep popping up? They keep popping up because people want to make money off of the people. And the history books are wrote to keep us in poverty and scared. How are the rich people that got all the money in the world stuck in poverty consciousness? Because they want to keep getting more, and they do it. And the biggest example to me is the bankers. Sorry, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but the banking industry never gets enough. You know, they lowered interest rates, but yet we've stayed in a society. Now they're raising them, and I got a feeling before my lifetime, you'll see 20% interest again, because they got to slow everything down. And everybody's living off the stock market, which is a good thing, but it has no solidity. It doesn't solidify the economy. Savings solidified the economy, because the stock market goes up and down, and that's fine, but we don't have the savings amongst the people making the 4 to 5%. And, you know, that's a thing. We need the 4 to 5% for the world to expand, because if you can make 5% on some people's money, that makes it go forward. But anyway, and we're afraid to learn the stock market and really indulge in it, because we all stay in the safe zone. We've been told the stock market's unsafe. So how's the history of the stock market stealing the wealth of the day? And people have had the guts, and I ain't one of them, to step out and learn the options and stuff, how they made money and move forward. So what is it that people really desire to experience? What do you desire to experience? And how are you locked and blocked in yesterday and never going anywhere? That is where we all stay, right there. I know I do. So as I see this coming forward, I see the world expand of genuine, authentic grandeur from my heart and soul. It's me showing the world I have the heart to win the game. And it's my way that I expand of life. It shows me the way I enjoy life. So as I move forward and I understand the grasp of life is to let go of the history of everything I've ever done. And even to do the simple things, I find new ways of wisdom or new ways to walk the path. Because life will forever expand when I feel the grandeur of me. But how is it the tyrants of life actually show us the tyrant of ourselves? Because the negativity and the tyranny we see in the world is within us. And how do we think if we play the sham game, we actually open up to new things? So as I move forward and I really open my wise eyes, I stop feeling sorry for myself because the world has not been as kind to me as others. But yet, the world is as kind to me as I am kind to myself inside. And that is something I'm expanding up to. So as I see myself enjoy life, I see myself unleashing the capiche of me. What is the capiche of each other? It's a niche of our natural internal candor, harmonizing, enterprising outcomes. You know, people that struggle, are they lack the enterprising wit, or they just want somebody to do it for them and then blame other people because they didn't get their way in life? I've been that way. You know, it's easier to admit things now, and it's really hard to blame things once you start appreciating responsibility and realizing accountability opens a way for you to never have to look outside yourself for what goes on in life. So as I see this and I sense this, I let go of the intensity of life, of the frustration of life, and feel the innovation newness within myself to really allow the power of me to expand me and walk forward with wisdom, gallantry, and freedom. What is the gallantry I desire to experience? How do I get stuck in yesterday rather than live of today? Because I now feel me free and energized to stop letting the world bother me and start experiencing the world in a bright, bold way. So as I see the history of life, and I see the history of our ancestors and the history of ourselves, we start expanding out of being stuck in yesterday. And how is the world so stuck in yesterday, in a banking system and everything, that we stop moving forward? Because to move forward, it's about enjoying life and never distrusting life. But how do we distrust life when we distrust our abilities? Because we trust history, and people talk about history more than their dreams. And they talk about the wars and the guns of the world. You know, how do we talk about the violence rather than the versatility of people? And that is something I'm aware of that I do. Because in my head, I had a movie of seeing how really to hurt people rather than expand people. How's everybody that crosses my path there to open me up and enjoy life and to really expand me out of it and seeing where yesterday goes? And so as I open up to my vitality and my visionary internal intuitive tenacity, I open up the wall, I tear down the walls of stall and open up there the wave, the breezes of brilliance to dance with my life. So as I move forward through this, I'm going to let go of the misery of history and rewrite and live today as an artistic autobiography. How does that feel? Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author with books about expanding through life at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson and at howdidIteachmyselffear.com. And may your weekend be blessed, and I'll see you next week with two new radio shows on something I expanded through. I say goodnight.